91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Taylor Rankmo with 91X News. Two people were rushed to hospital this morning after a major collision near the residence entrance to Loyalist College. Witness reports say one of the vehicles T-boned the other at highway speed along the busy stretch of road. Police have no new details on the 9 a.m. collision, but Walbridge-Loyalist Road is now open and clear. The Harper government will reintroduce legislation today that could make electronic surveillance easier for police. In response to a Liberal question, Public Safety Minister Vic Taves said Canada needs to update its laws to ensure technology doesn't help criminals.
As technology evolves, many criminal activities, such as the distribution of child pornography, become much easier. We are proposing to bring measures to bring our laws into the 21st century and provide police with the lawful tools that they need. He can either stand with us or with the child pornographers.
Green Party leader Elizabeth May says it's horrifying that Harper's Conservatives would consider you to be siding with child pornographers simply because you care about civil liberties. Premier Dalton McGuinty says he wants executives in Ontario's public sector to lead by example when it comes to their high salaries. He says hospital and university executives need to do their part to slay Ontario's deficit, just like elected politicians have done. The premier's remarks came a day before the release of much-anticipated Don Drummond report. The dispute between Air Canada and its pilots is back on the federal labor minister's radar screen. Lisa Raitt is offering a six-month mediation process. Raitt is telling both sides that any work stoppage would be contrary to the best interest of Canadians. Many Ontarians are wondering what happened to the winter weather and what will come next. Keenan Weaver has the story.
Sporadic temperatures and quick changing conditions have led to people trading in their shovels for ice picks and umbrellas. Environment Canada warning preparedness meteorologist Jeff Colson says several conditions have led to a change in precipitation patterns. Unusually warm water currents off the west coast of South America, called La Niña, and a lack of cold air from up north caused by a higher polar jet stream have led to sporadic changes.
So it's really the swing that we've seen, colder temperatures, some snow over a 1 or 2 day period, but then quickly replaced by a longer stretch of milder than normal weather, and that really is our winter so far in a nutshell.
Colson says it's too early to know what spring will bring, but says it's likely to keep the heat. Keenan Weaver, 91X News, Belleville.
Whitney Houston's funeral on Saturday will not be an extravaganza for thousands. Instead, the owner of a Newark, New Jersey funeral home says it will be a small private event at the church Houston attended as a little girl. The owner says Houston's mother feels a large sports venue would not be appropriate and that the service must take place in a church. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Mark Venema with sports.
In local hockey tonight, it's playoff time in Wellington. The Dukes kick off their 2012 playoff schedule, and they host the Kingston Frontenacs at the Duke Dome tonight. Also, the Napanee Raiders look to square things up in their series with Port Hope. The Raiders fell to the Panthers 3-1 last night in Port Hope. The series shifts to Napanee tonight when the Raiders trailing 1-0. 9 games around the NHL tonight with 4 Canadian teams in action. In Calgary, the Flames host the suddenly struggling Maple Leafs. Toronto has dropped 3 straight. Meanwhile, the Senators are in Tampa to take on the Lightning, and Winnipeg hosts the New York Islanders. The Red Wings can make history tonight. Detroit won its 20th straight home game last time out to tie the NHL record. The Dallas Stars will try to beat the Red Wings at Joey Louis Arena for the first time since Calgary won there in early November. Toronto basketball fans will get a chance to see what Lynn's sanity is all about. Overnight sensation Jeremy Lin leads the New York Knicks in Air Canada Center to take on the Raptors. The rookie guard out of Harvard has averaged 26.8 points and 8 assists during the Knicks' run that has pulled them within one game of the 500 mark. You can take Steve Morley's name off the CFL free agency's list. The towering offensive lineman from Halifax has re-signed with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The league's free agency period starts tomorrow. And on a sad note, former NFL player Freddie Solomon has died from liver cancer. The Dolphins and 49ers wide receiver known as Fabulous Freddie was 59. That's sports. Here's Taylor Rankema with 91X Weather.
+3 and mostly cloudy today with a chance of some flurries overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 3 degrees. And for Thursday, a milder 4 degrees and some rain expected. It's 3 degrees. I'm Taylor Rankema with Mark Venema. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.